The kid who was dragged home speaks out. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Michael Singleton, the young man dragged out of the Baltimore riot Monday by his angry mom, is now telling his side of the story, which in itself is surprising because one moment he's this mean-looking rock thrower, the next moment he's being dragged off by mom on national television. You'd think he'd want to lock himself in the bathroom for a month. And yet there he was, face-to-face with Anderson Cooper on CNN, explaining why he decided to act out.
A couple of my friends had been beaten by the police, killed by the police. So I felt as though I needed to go down there and show my respect.
And he remembers exactly what went through his mind when he heard that voice screaming at him.
Ain't nobody else talk like that but my mother.
Uh-huh. Were you embarrassed?
Yeah, I was embarrassed a little bit until she just started talking to me. It was just telling me basically like she did it because she cared about me.
So did he learn his lesson, or could he see himself getting angry enough to try it again?
No, I don't think I'd go down there.
Are you saying that just because she's standing here?
Why would I want to go put myself back in the predicament where I just got out of?
So there it is, a happy ending. An inspiring example of how a determined parent can turn a kid around. But publicity like this sometimes comes with side effects. The main one being that people who are suspicious of happy endings will be watching for any relapse. The internet loves inspiring stories. But what it would love even more would be to see Michael Singleton show up again with a mask over his face and a rock in his hand. Now this is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.